This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On the field, not just the way they play the game, they play hard, they play full throttle, but just the energy they bring to their teammates, the energy they bring to the game. And you don't just hear from teammates, you hear from the opponents. You hear opponents in, you know, interviews off the field talking about who the, you know, the guys that are the highest energy, the toughest opponents, with, you know, with respect, of course, and Warner and Kittle come to mind. Now, I think Kittle, just because, you know, he does a lot of the dirty stuff, the blocking, he's not always doing the most glamorous, you know, the most glamorous jobs as a tight end. He's not out there just, you know, getting catches and running for touchdowns. He's doing the dirty stuff, and he loves it. He genuinely loves the pancake dudes at the line. It, now, he could certainly play for free. I think, honestly, he might be debating if that was the case. He might go to the WWE for free.
Yeah.
But, no doubt, dude. I think he would be one guy who'd be like, you know what? Throw me in, coach. Sure. Give me a free contract. I love the game. I love my team. I love the sport. I love my squad. I love the fans. Kittle, 1,000%. Warner, too. Warner is 1A, but number one for me is Kittle.
All right, let me throw another one at you, Spadoni. Great call. Great call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
We all watched the videos. I sent one to the group this morning.
All in the videos.
Will Clark would have played another 5 years for
absolutely.
Free.
Absolutely. Will Clark, by the way, going in on the Giants. I mean, some good stuff from Will Clark in his recent podcast. But, yeah, that's one. What are the ones?
I think Hunter Pence, too. I think Hunter Pence would have played another 5 years for free if presented with the option.
Who is absolutely not playing for free?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I was going to say,
Aaron Rodgers.
I kind of like the reverse one.
I love this one. Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is
at the top of my list.
Brandon Ayuk?
That's not fair. I don't think that's fair.
I think he wants to get back.
Right,
in.
I disagree.
That's a cheap shot. Okay.
No. I think that's a misnomer. It's not your fault. I actually think that's a misnomer. I think we've painted him in the wrong light. And if I've contributed to that, I apologize.
No. It was a tumultuous negotiation, and it bled into training camp, and it kind of just was a precursor of things to come for the Niners season last year. I think that's why we talked about it there. But this is what Bill Romanowski said to us last segment, Joe, courtesy of River Islands, on whether or not he'd play without getting paid.
There is a business side of the game. It is a game, and, you know, and I felt blessed to, you know, be able to do it, because I would have played for nothing. Literally, I would have played for free, but I was fortunate that I paid a lot of money to do what I did. And that's a reality.
And we're just going to take him at his word for it right here, because that's all we can
do.
We're having fun with it. And players that you feel like would play for free, and conversely, let's ask it, players that would absolutely not play for free. You said Aaron Rodgers, which I think is a great one. Is there anyone?
Joe Montana.
I don't want to get you. Oh, that's a good one.
He loves to get paid at every turn. I love Bonds. I don't know.
Well, he can't. Yeah.
Kind of like Aaron. Like, oh, I love the game. I love to play. But you got to pay me.
God, he was so good, though. Still, too. Like, he still could have kept playing and playing and playing, too. And then obviously what took place and... Yeah, that's an interesting one.
That's a random one. I don't know if that's fair or not, but...
Is there anyone in...
Well, Chris Paul also comes to mind.
Chris Paul for playing for free?
No. Him and James Harden, gotta pay me.
I mean, Chris is like 50 years old.
He's made $8 gazillion, dude.
I mean, he's 40.
It's always a narrative. 40. Gotta get more.
Clippers, by the way, he's back. How you feel about that? As the Warriors season's going to get announced today, the season schedule, has that been announced yet, boys? No, we're still waiting? Still waiting on the season?
Unlimited possibilities.
Oh. Warriors schedule and Jonathan Kuminga, things we're waiting on.
Don Nelson would not coach for free.
That's a good one.
And I love Don Nelson, but
no chance.
George Karl would not coach for free.
No. Who's out there right now that would? I think Doc Rivers would. Yeah, Doc loves an opportunity. Just get him in there. Doc will coach for free.
With Steve Kerr?
Actually, I do.
I think Steve will, because Steve's doing, like, when you're doing the Olympics stuff,
I think
that means you're a diehard.
Spoelstra, too, would do it for free.
Yeah, like Popovich was doing it for such a long time, too. Like, when you start dipping your toes into getting your summers, like, or getting taken away from you, too, you love the game at that point. You have to love the game.
Dusty Baker is a life. Like, there are certain people that are, like, lifers within their sport, and I look at Dusty that way.
What about Bob Melvin?
Poor Bob.
Poor Bob! You just crushed the guy the entire show. What are you saying?
I mean, he's never going to get employed again.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Thinking from the head.
I'm not allowing you for a poor Bob after ripping the guy the last couple days. Poor Bob. I mean, I'm so sorry what I had to say about him, but poor guy. Stop it. What if Bob Melvin was making nothing next year and he picked up the option? Would that be better?
No.
Oh, no.
He can't be in that dugout.
He can't be there. 888-957-9570.
I think about guys whose careers were cut short by injuries. And, I think of like Lincecum or Steve Young. You know, Grant Hill. Like, would Grant Hill have played for free for 5 years if he would have been pain-free? You know?
Brandon Roy is one.
Brandon Roy, great
that's
example.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
That's a really good one. I like that one a lot. Greg Oden.
Yep.
You know, but I think those ones are like, I always think of Navarro Bowman. Like, he gave his body to the game of football.
I think one right now, and it's going to be interesting, like Mike Trout. That's the guy right now, and I watched him yesterday. I had a tweet because it was Dodgers Angels, and everyone's making a big deal because it's Ohtani versus Trout, the first time in Major League, in the Major Leagues that they've gone against each other when Shohei's pitching, because they did at the World Baseball Classic a couple years ago. Former teammates, obviously, in Anaheim. But, you know, there's part of me watching it, like him strike out twice and just the season he's had in the last couple seasons. Like, man, probably not going to see another elite season for Mike Trout, which sucks.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks. And I wonder if it gets to the point for him, like, once that contract's over, what is he going to be, like, 38, 39, I want to say? Is he going to play through that whole thing? And is he going to, like, have an opportunity elsewhere? Like, if he's, like, you know, kind of that Albert Pujols level. Mm-hmm. Albert Pujols kept playing. Like, I don't think he was making that much towards the end there. Maybe he was. I don't remember. Maybe he signed a one-year deal thing late. But, like, those kind of players is what I think about.
Do you guys know about Pistol Pete Maravich? Do you guys know the story about him?
Yeah.
Rest in peace. It's been like 40 years.
Can I? Does it? Is there an ex? Like, I mean, what, does it matter when I say rest in peace?
Expires after 10 years.
I can't say it anymore. Rest
in, like, nope. Abraham Lincoln.
Now you're just resting.
Abraham Lincoln, rest in peace.
I mean, Jesus, like, it's been so long. I mean, God, like, yeah, rest in peace.
I mean, Cleopatra. I mean, what? I don't even know what we're doing here.
I don't know if she was a good person or not.
He loved basketball so much. I mean, he died in like a church league on a Sunday playing ball. You know, at 40 years
Again,
old,
rest
with a heart
in peace.
Attack.
Yes, rest in peace. There you go.
You know, loved the game.
Okay, so what are you getting at here? You're just getting to...
Just tragic individuals that love their sport so much that just can't stop playing. Like, I honestly think, and I know Phil is all about the money, I think Phil's addicted to golf, but he's also addicted to money. Like, they go hand in hand.
Oh, that's funny you said Phil. I thought you were talking
about... Phil Mickelson.
I thought you were talking about Phil Jackson for a second. You think Phil would come back for a year?
No, Phil likes to get paid.
He does. Of course he does. Yeah.
Phil likes to get paid.
He's addicted to gambling.
Who?
Phil.
Mickelson.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. But I also think he does love golf.
Yeah,
I think it's both. I think it's both things, and they just happen to work perfectly.
I think he was forced to go to live, though.
Well, that's a whole nother...
He needed that money.
We don't need
talking about a guy that just... He had the... If he wanted to be the next face of golf from a media perspective, he could have been that guy, and then he just put his... He needed to put a foot in his mouth because he just could not help himself when it came to that. Phil Mickelson's a good one, though. Tiger Woods, you referenced, obviously... Like, Michael Phelps was that guy towards the end.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps, I think, was a good one as we talk about Olympians, because he obviously gets all the sponsorships, and I don't know how much you make from actually being, like, a professional swimmer. I'm not part of that circuit. I don't know anything about that. But he didn't need to come back. Like, he'd already proved himself in Beijing. But, like, doubling down and going to London and going to Brazil, like, it's pretty incredible.
Let me throw another name at you. And you guys are going to smile right when I say it. Jeff Garcia would have done 5 more years for free.
That's a good one.
Right?
Doug Flutie?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, Doug
Flutie Flakes?
The Flutie Flakes.
Come on, bro.
Like, those are the players that you think
100%.
About, 100%. Big Boss Man, Matt Nahagian, had an interesting one here, and it kind of opens a camp.
I love how offended people get when we even, like, suggest having fun with this hypothetical.
Well, I was offended at first because my brain was telling me to be offended by it. Because we've become so accustomed to, as a society and as a media... to talk about the finances and players got to get paid and this pay. And it's a pay me world. And I get it. I want to get paid. You want to get paid. We all want to get paid. I understand that. But at the same time, like, there is a level when it comes to these athletes that once it's gone and they can't get it back. I actually hear about this when it comes to, like, my brothers that have served in the military and they miss it. Like, they miss the camaraderie. Like, it's
sure.
And it kind of sounds crazy from people that haven't served. And I've gone overseas and, like, fought in actual wars and battles. And, like, I talked to my brother, Rob, that served in the Marines and served in over in Iraq in the early 2000s. Like, there's times where I miss it. Like, for me, for a guy that never, like, I couldn't wrap my head around that. But there's the camaraderie aspect of being with these, like, your brothers and your sisters
absolutely.
In arms. Like, I'm taking it to an extreme here, but there's aspects to this stuff.
Absolutely.
Right? So.
Absolutely. And I think... You know, if you talk to anybody who played high school or college sports, or if they were lucky enough to play in some sort of minor league sports, the whole downtime in between games and in between practices, the locker room banter, the long bus rides, the trips, the this, everyone's got those stories and you cling to them and you miss them. And those are the good old days.
Again, like I said, nostalgia, it's a hell of a drug. Nick Bosa, you playing for free?
I don't.
I know you want
to. That does mean that he loves the sport, but I think mercenary mode.
888-957-9570. We're having fun here. What players in today's game, or maybe in the past, you felt like could have played for free if given the opportunity because they love the game so much? 888-957-9570. Conversely, you could also put the other side. Who is absolutely 100% never playing for free?
Pedro Martinez is a guy that I think of, and I know he made lots and lots of money. I think he loves the game.
Yeah. Clearly, like, the players, like, and I always love those random, like, because I think he just retired recently. Jesse Chavez is a guy that comes
That's a great call.
Jesse Chavez, who played for 1,000 different
Sergio
teams.
Sergio Romo, who Sergio was on Romo. Yesterday.
Edwin Jackson.
Yes.
Guys that can play. Ish Smith. There you go. For the love of the game. Let me just keep playing. I know Carter's out there laughing at Ish Smiths of the world. We've gone too far. But those guys
Richie
love the game.
Incognito.
Oh, well, that guy.
He just can't stay away.
That guy. He is... He's something else.
The baddest.
I kind of love him in the podcast game, though. The guy is...
Wait a minute. Richie Incognito has a podcast?
No, he's been on podcasts, though.
I was going to say.
Where he's shooting the breeze with...
What would the name of his podcast be? Bully Boys?
Bully ball.
Bullies with Fullies.
Bully ball with Richie Incognito.
Bully ball with Richie Incognito.
His first guess is Jonathan Martin. Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. Waterlogging.
Oh my God. That whole story, by the way, was so ridiculous. Just in hindsight, things that we just didn't need to waste our time on.
49er legend, John Martin.
Oh God. Was that Chip Kelly?
If you had one block, who would you rather not have be the right tackle? Would it be Kwame Harris or Kwame Harris from Stanford, or is it John Martin? Who was the worst offensive lineman?
Oh, well, I was going to go like Robert Gallery for me. That guy
he was a decent guard.
He stunk.
Not the number two overall pick. Did you guys pass on Larry Fitzgerald or?
Passed on all of
or
them.
Or was it Calvin Johnson?
I mean, all of them.
Was it Calvin Johnson?
I think that was Jamarcus that we passed on everyone up. But yes, I think it might have been. It just doesn't matter. Who cares?
At least he could throw a football 80 yards from his knee.
Hey, talent?
You didn't see that Sugar Bowl, that Cotton Bowl, whatever that was. He looked so good. I was a believer in Jamarcus.
It's the only game of his that Al Davis saw.
Dude, he looked so... I thought he was Culpepper 2.0. I was a huge Culpepper guy.
From his knees, the length...
Raider legend.
Well, that was Kyle Bowler did that before he did.
But I'll say this, he always had that comeback against the Broncos. I think it was Josh McDaniels' squad. That was the nail in the coffin. And then you hired the guy. You beat him with Jamarcus Russell. He's like, that's the guy I want to lead the Raiders in the future. Mark Davis, God, he sucks. 888-957-9570. Players or coaches you think would come back and play for free if given the opportunity, or current players you feel like would do the same. 888-957-9570.
Guru is an example. For the love of the game, straight up, anything he does in life, music, sports, family, the radio. When I think of Guru, I think of
he's
for the love
the
of the
biggest
game.
Biggest smile on his face listening to you right there.
What,
he's
you think
gonna
I'm
come
joking?
In, no, he's going to come in after what? This segment's over and give you a dap and give you the biggest hug and say, yeah, Butch, I love that you said that about me. That means so much. Then Steiny's going to be all upset. Steiny's doing it for the love of the game?
He's already in a bad mood.
You couldn't even finish the sentence on Steiny. By the way, last week I was listening to them.
If it's crushing the Warriors,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.